Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. Let's have a look at some brilliant movies that are coming out very shortly indeed. Have you got your copy, your glossy new copy of Empire Magazine for April? We're talking April already. There's a world exclusive in there. And on the front page, this takes me back a few decades to my childhood. Different version. It's Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman inside her 75-year quest to reach the big screen. Let's talk to the editor of Empire Magazine, Terry White. Morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very good. And I'm looking at Wonder Woman and it's reminding me of all sorts of things when I was young. Hey, she was a proper sex symbol. She was right up there, was Wonder Woman. I always wondered when it would get remade, or indeed if it would. Linda Carter was the original.
She was. And it's kind of astonishing when you think, you know, she's never actually had a movie made for her. She was, iconic TV character, Linda Carter. Who can forget that deeply impractical outfit? I'm not sure how she ever kind of ran anywhere in it. And there's been, you know, there was another ill-fated TV pilot that never kind of actually went to a full TV series. And it's kind of interesting when you think, you know, Batman, Superman, they haven't just had one movie, they've had multiple movies, they're at the centre of universes. And now, after 75 years, we actually have a movie Wonder Woman. And that Wonder Woman is Gal Gadot.
So you've put in your piece here. Bye-bye, hot pants. Less impropriety or bondage. It's a different sort of Wonder Woman we're looking at now.
It is. I mean, and Gal Gadot, she's an incredible actor and she's incredibly strong. I mean, if you look at the trailers, all the pictures that are out there at the moment, I'm not saying she's dressed entirely head-to-toe in, you know, workout gear. She's not wearing a trackie or anything. and there's some levels of impracticality. But the focus with this Wonder Woman is very much on her power, on her strength. It's, you know, she is a beautiful, beautiful woman, but that's only kind of one of the facets of her. And it's very much about her being this incredibly strong, incredibly powerful female character. And if everybody remembers her from Batman vs. Superman last year, she was kind of magnetic and incredible on screen. And I think that got everybody super excited for this kind of new, strong, powerful Wonder Woman that we were about to see.
The Empire journalist, Helen O'Hara, who's written this, she's gone into some depth into perhaps why it took so long to bring it to screen. And indeed, was it harder than actually bringing your bog-standard male superhero to screen?
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting because it has been tried, it's been discussed, there's been various scripts doing the rounds. And this is a character that's existed in lots of mediums, so from cartoons to TV, you know, and as a kind of iconic female superhero, she's always been really present and really big and really loved. But I think, you know, it was very much felt like they hadn't quite got the story of Wonder Woman right, or maybe the right Wonder Woman herself. And I think, you know, with Gal and with the director, Patty Jenkins, I think they finally feel like they've hit upon the right alchemy to bring her to the screen. But it's been a fairly checkered 7.5 decades.
And I think perhaps with the success of the Batman and, you know, the X-Men and all these other sort of superhero franchises, there's no room for getting it wrong, is there?
Absolutely not. And, you know, she's part of the DC universe, which, as you say, includes Batman, includes Superman, and This is a huge kind of money-making world that exists, and I think people expect great films, they expect very commercial films. This film will be expected to make a lot of money. So I think if you're going to bring Wonder Woman to the screen for the first time, you have to get it right. You can't have that fail. And everything we've seen so far has been super, super, super positive. And I think, you know, we have Batman vs. Superman last year, and we've got more DC films to come, and it feels just like the right moment for her to come back.
Looks absolutely brilliant. And you mentioned Gal Gadot from Israel. I was trying to think where I'd seen her, and then it came back to me. Fast and the Furious 6 or 7? Yeah. 6 or 7? I can't remember which one it was, actually.
Yeah, and she's not got a huge kind of body of work behind her, but yes, she was in that. She was in a film called Criminal last year with Kevin Costner, which I have to tell you is a truly terrible film, but she is a really captivating actor, and I think when we all saw her on screen in Batman vs. Superman, and that music, that incredible, memorable music that plays every time she comes on screen, I think we were all like, wow. And even if you had seen her in other things, you felt like she was, this was her moment to kind of break through. And it's a huge role for somebody with, you know, not the biggest back catalogue of work.
It feels like she's on the verge of something massive. Let's just move to two other films which you profiled in this month's Empire magazine. One of them including a real A-lister, of course, and the film is Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell. So Scarlett Johansson is the one at the centre of this. Some fascinating pictures of Scarlett shooting this. Just give us a description of what it's all about.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because it's a big budget kind of, it's an anime adaptation. So, you know, there's been a few of these around, but probably not one with a star as big as Scarlett. And it is, you know, they kept very much that sense of anime in the actual film. So the pictures look kind of otherworldly. And she looks incredible. But again, you've got another film with a huge A-list, powerful woman at the heart of it. And anime is something that Hollywood's tried to crack a few times. It's a really kind of hard medium to adapt. But this is really, everybody's saying, the first kind of big blockbuster heavyweight crack at it. It looks visually astonishing.
It's been given a mega budget as well, hasn't it? They've certainly not sort of shrimped on anything.
No, and that always helps, you know. A massive budget always definitely helps. But I think having somebody like Scarlett, who is, he's an incredible actor with huge diversity and range, and having her at kind of at the heart of this is the thing that actually may make it really fly at cinemas when other adaptations have previously struggled a little bit.
Okay, and another one which you've looked at this month. Now, for me, if you say the name Ian McShane, it takes you back to Lovejoy, doesn't it? But it's been an incredible journey for Ian McShane to the top of Hollywood in terms of being a real A-lister now. The Bruiser, you've entitled the interview on this. Brand new boxing drama, Jawbone, being released.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny with Ian McShane because I have the exact same thing as you do, which is I remember watching Lovejoy and, you know, it's kind of astonishing where he's gone to. And the film, he actually has under his belt, and you, I think you forget some of the big things he's been in, you know, Sexy Beast and Deadwood, Pirates of the Caribbean. This is a guy with an incredible CV, and he was most recently as well in John Wick Chapter 2.
And Ray Donovan as well.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's incredible in kind of that slightly dodgy elder statesman role. It's very much his thing. And in this one, he plays an unlicensed boxing promoter. And, you know, his characters tend to be of a certain ilk. But when we came to interview him, you kind of run through everything he's done. And his kind of body of work is really incredible. And he's still, you know, he's 74 and he's still...
He's not.
He is.
Goodness me, he doesn't look 74, does he?
I know. It's and you know, 74, I'm still doing John Wick 2, I'm still doing, you know, this part in Jawbone. I think he's actually probably had a better last two decades than the ones that went before. Unless, you know, Lovejoy is your number one, and then you may disagree with me.
It'll always be Lovejoy to me. It looks a great film anyway. The interview's really good. The one film I really want to see at the moment, you mentioned it then. In fact, I watched John Wick 1 again last week. It's one of those. It's just captivating. It seemed to attract a bandwagon of followers, didn't it? There was a demand to make John Wick 2. You've done a review of John Wick 2, Chapter 2, which is getting brilliant reviews as well. And Keanu, he's not getting any younger, but he looks brilliant in it.
He does. It's amazing, actually. When you watch it, it's incredibly violent. It's incredibly physical. And he handles it amazingly. And, you know, John Wick is a brilliant franchise because it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek and it's very overblown and it's slightly absurd in parts, but it's kind of compelling and amazing. We gave it 4 stars at Empire. And if you just want a rollicking good night at the cinema, then you have to see this film. And there's an amazing dog in it, and every film should have an amazing dog in it, which is essentially his sidekick. He's this lone wolf, you know, and he gets dragged back into this world in this one that he thought he'd escaped. And it's a really, really, really fun couple of hours spent in the cinema.
Of course, in John Wick 1, his dog got assassinated. That was the heart of it all, wasn't it? Terry, there's some great reviews in here. Some of the other films, The Salesman, Trespass Against Us, L, John Wick 2, those other ones we've mentioned. The main one, Wonder Woman, brand new edition of Empire magazine for April. Out now. It looks an absolute cracker. You proud of this one?
I am, yes. And you know, we've got a strong woman on the cover. Any chance to get a strong woman on the cover? But I think, you know, we've got a genuine world exclusive there with the first people to bring Gal Gadot and tell you the secrets behind how this film actually got made. So yeah, it's a cracker.
Super stuff. Terry from Empire Magazine, thank you very much indeed. This is Radio City Talk.